Book of Micah, chapter 6. Back something down just a little bit. Not much. Wherewith shall I come before? Micah 6 and 6. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will he be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? How many would like to know what the Lord requires of thee? How many would like to know really what God would be pleased with? Amen. Okay, here's the answer. But to do justly. That's just another way of saying do right. Amen. Dr. Bob Jones, I've got a book written by him that says Do Right. Amen. That's what he named the book. He's got a sermon in there, Do Right. That's what God wants us to do. How many know what's right? Hold up your hand. You know what's right. Amen. I mean, you don't even get to the age of accountability till you know what's right. A little child knows what's right. Amen. How you think they learned to lie so quick? Amen. You need to whip them for that lying, they'll probably get in the habit of it. Amen. Lay the lash on them. Let them know there's retribution for liars, because all liars are going to have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Amen. Oh, they're just a little child. Beat the daylights out of them. Amen. For lying. Praise God. It's easy for a child to learn to cuss. I learned to cuss before I learned to remember. Amen. I was cussing before I could remember I was cussing. I can't remember. They told it later what I said. I just said what the grown folks said. Amen. You can learn bad things or you can learn good things. It's up to us to teach them. Greatest evangelist in the world is the mother. Amen. She's the first preacher a child ever hears. You got to teach the child about sin. Big boy tried to get me to do something once, and I said, no, it's a sin. No, it isn't, he whined. I said, yes, it is, it's a sin. Amen. You know who taught me about sin very early? My mama did. She wanted me to know about sin. Best evangelist this world ever have is the mothers. You don't want to let them go too long. You let them go too long, it'll be too late after a while. The things that's pulling at kids' mind today, they'll have them down by the tail and a downhill pull before you know it, and you'll never get them back. Amen. If you don't start early, you may never get anything done. Amen. Start very early. Child knows what's right at a very early age. Amen. Even a dog knows what's wrong. Amen. You get on to a dog just a few times about anything, and pretty soon, if he does that and he knows you know it, he'll come crawling. And I mean just as close to the ground as he can get, with his head, chin dragging the ground, because he knows that he's done something displeasing to you. Amen. Do justly. That's another way of saying do right. Amen. And to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Amen. I'd like to talk for a little while tonight. Won't hold you very long. What is good? What is good? Amen. What is good? Oh my. What does it take to please God? Amen. Will I come to the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give him my firstborn for my transgression and the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? That's not what it takes to please God. Amen. That didn't deliver men in bygone years from the power of sin. Amen. And it didn't even deliver them under the law. It only demonstrated how hopeless and helpless the law was to transform the minds of men. Praise God. What does please God? Amen. How do we look from God's standpoint? Well, what is good? Amen. What are we going to do? Showed the pictures of the people that had gathered in front of that federal building in Oklahoma City. Several hundred people had gathered out there when they finally opened the streets up again for some sort of memorial service. And the bagpipes played Amazing Grace as people got as close as they could and peered through the chain link fence that fenced them off at a safe distance from the building that exploded. Amen. Or was blown up. In Oklahoma City, some came close to the building because the spirit of some loved one left from that very spot just a few days ago. A very few days ago. Amen. Oh my, oh my, oh my. They came near to feel the spirit, if possible, of that loved one. They came near to the building, if possible, to get as close as they could to that one that has disappeared from the face of the earth, that is, will never be heard from again. That little baby that was blown into a jillion pieces, and they never found enough pieces to put them back together again. That man or that woman that was blown into a hundred pieces and into a hundred places, far, far from the spot perhaps that they are standing in, but still the spirit of that loved one left there just a few days ago. What kind of memorial will they erect in front of the federal building in Oklahoma City? And where do we go from here? Amen. There are things shaping our destiny and our future that are not good. Take it from me. Amen. We may get a conservative president in the next election, but just one more conservative president and his cabinet messing up is all it will take for the modern leftist today, amen, to come down on the church and persecute the church again. It's already started. The wheels are already rolling. Amen. The mouths are already open wide. And the campaign has already begun. Amen. It is of all people, the good people of the country, that are fostering hate, if you please. Well, I'll be the first one to admit that I am a propagator of hate. Amen. I hate the devil. I hate sin. I hate ungodliness. I hate wickedness. I hate the apostasy that's rampant in the land today. Amen. Now, if I was the devil and if I was the sinner and I was the apostate, I would accuse old LL of sowing the seeds of hatred. Amen. And you'd be right. It's always been that way. Amen. The only deterrent to sin is to hate it. It's not enough to love vegetables. You gotta hate weeds. It's not enough to love beautiful flowers. You gotta hate weeds. Amen. But if I was a weed and saw LL coming with his roller tiller and his hoe, I'd say LL is propagating hate. right. Hating weeds. Amen. Hating the things that choke the life out of the vegetables and out of the beans and out of the corn that stunts the taters. Amen. And makes the garden a failure. How many of you have known people like I have that made a garden and never did hoe it? Huh? Amen. Made a garden and the weeds took it. Amen. Glory to God. A lot of fellows have done that because their wife wouldn't do any hoeing. Amen. Amen. Couldn't get his wife to do the plowing or make the garden. Amen. I've had some friends, Tato. Amen. They made the garden but let the weeds take it. It don't happen automatically. Praise God. We got to preach righteousness. We got to preach against homosexuality. We got to preach against adultery. We got to preach against fornication. We got to preach against worldliness. We got to preach against rebellion. We got to preach against ungodliness. Amen. And there's not very many here tonight, but what know what's right? There's not very many people that's had the power of God in your life, but what you know, what stole it? What took it away? What sapped your victory? What kept you from the blessing of God? You know what you need to do? You need to get your spiritual hoe out. You need to tune up your spiritual rototiller. Amen. You need to spray some weed killer. Praise God. Before you choke to death, Jesus said a sower went forth to sow. Amen. And some of those seeds fell on good enough ground. But the thorns grew up and choked them. Amen. Oh, yes. Good ground, good garden soil, brother Johnson, will grow horse weeds 12 feet tall. Amen. If you let it go. Amen. I mean, good garden soil will grow lamb's quarter stalks that a grown man can't pull out of the ground if he lets them go too far. You let one of those lamb's quarter stalks grow right in the middle of a tater vine, you won't have enough taters to shake a stick at in that one tater vine. It'll take over. It'll take over so badly, amen, that if you pull it, you'll pull a whole potato vine. Amen. You gotta stay after it. You gotta stay on top of it. You can't let it get away from you. That's the way our spiritual life is. Amen. We know what's right. We look around at brother so-and-so and he looks like he gets by with neglecting the house of God. No, he ain't. He just thinks he is. We look around at brother so-and-so and he can go to church if he pleases, stay home if he pleases, amen, or do anything else he pleases instead of going to the house of God. Think, well, he's getting by with it. I can do it. He's not getting by with it either. Amen. And you can't do it. We got to watch who and what we follow. Amen. Praise God. We've got to watch what example. We know when an example is right. Praise God. What is our priority? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. If we'll put God first, we'll have more fun by accident than the people that sell their soul for fun. If we'll put God first, we'll have more genuine pleasure in passing than they do spending hundreds of dollars to have fun. Amen. A lot of people today taking vacations from God. Incidentally, you'd be surprised the Pentecostal folks in Hamilton that backslide long enough to take a vacation, pray through after get back home. Amen. C.L. O'Bannon used to pull her shirt collar back to see if they'd been out on the beach or not. Amen. In some places, the saints don't go. Amen. Some folks like to swallow their false teeth. When I read from Jimmy Swaggart's Evangelist magazine some 17, 18 years ago behind this pulpit, amen, that he recommended that he and his wife went to a beach where there was few or no people. He ain't got no business going to the beach in a so-called modest swimming suit, amen, where there's any people. I came out of swimming hole 40 years ago, 45 years ago to be exact, and there wasn't no modest bathing suits back then. Amen. I'm not against swimming as such. Amen. If you want to swim in your dress, swim in your clothes. Amen. A lot of people do that. Amen. But if you're going to go out in public, you can't wear what the world does. Amen. And if you're going to go out in public, you can't go where the public goes, or you'll be marked with them. Amen. It's springtime now. Amen. And it's too cold yet to go barefooted and bust the old swimming hole dry. So I'll get in a little holiness preaching before the good old summertime starts. Amen. Hallelujah. What is good? We know what's good. We know what's right, but we need to be reminded of it once in a while. Amen. And so he's reminding us. He said, the Lord has shown us what is good. As men peer through the chain-link fence surrounding the building in Oklahoma City, the federal building where almost 200 people went into eternity. Where do we go from here? Amen. As in many cases, the media is trying to put the old-fashioned radical Church of the Living God on a guilt trip for sowing the seeds of hate. What are we going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to keep on doing right. We're going to keep on doing justly. Amen. We're going to keep on loving our neighbor. We're going to keep on loving our brother. Praise God. Amen. If you'd have been in the Boston Tea Party over 200 years ago, amen, almost 300 years ago, I guess, amen, the British would have accused you of sowing the seeds of hate. If you'd have marched with the ragtag armies of the Revolutionary War, amen, the whole of England, for the most part, would have accused you of being unpatriotic to the motherland. Amen. Because we were still the charge of England. We were paying taxes without representation. It's getting almost like that today. Amen. And after a while, men carry all they can carry. They go as far as they can go. Amen. As the Christians were persecuted in Romania, time after time after time, multiplied thousand, still being persecuted in China, still being persecuted in many parts of the world. The accusation of their torturers were, you're a Christian and you can't lie. Now tell me where they are. Amen. And so they've used that on the Christians down through the ages until finally at last the straw was put upon them that broke the camel's back. And the righteous judgment of God rose up against the tyrant's heel. Amen. And just a few years ago, Ceausescu and his wife, amen, were killed in front of a firing squad on Christmas Day in Bucharest, Romania. Amen. And the tyranny was over. And the church went free. Amen. Communism might say, you're sowing the seeds of hate. I hate communism. I hate unchristian, atheistic communism. Amen. I don't even like socialism, because socialism is a stepsister to communism. Amen. When we become a charge of the state, owned by the state, and the state dictates who can preach and who can't. Amen. That's why John Bunyan spent 12 years in Bedford jail. All he had to do was sign a paper that I'll not preach. If I preach, I'll get a license to preach with. All he would have had to done was fulfill the qualifications to be licensed by the state church. John Bunyan chose rather to stay in Bedford jail for 12 years. And out of that jail sentence came Pilgrim's Progress. Praise God. Amen. Bunyan might be accused of sowing the seeds of hate. Amen. Well, praise God, they went free. Praise God, it takes a few martyrs sometimes for people to rise up and claim their freedom. It takes a few martyrs sometimes for men to rise up and realize the straw has already been placed upon them that broke the camel's back. What are we going to do? Amen. Are we going to take up the sword in the coming days? No. Amen. What are we going to do? We're going to preach righteousness and live right. Amen. We're going to do the thing that pleases God. Hallelujah. Amen. Facing the prospect of a divided church in a divided world. Amen. How do we look from God's standpoint? J. Adams told the story how that they hang, bought a bird feeder and bird feed, hung out a bird feeder with four places for birds to feed. The birds came and fed until one bird fought off all the rest and laid claim to the feeder himself. And he sat high on his perch on a limb, and just as soon as any other bird came near his feeder, he'd make a dive for him and chase him off. While he was chasing that bird off, two or three birds would dive in and grab a bite full or two. And he would come back with wild shrieks and drive them off. And he would get up on his perch again and blow his horn and chase everybody off that tried to get a bite of that bird feed. Amen. It wasn't his bird feeder. It wasn't his bird food. He didn't buy it. He didn't provide it. Yet he's fighting over it to keep everybody else from it. If he had shared it with all the rest of the birds, J. Adams would have filled it up again. He had a whole sack full of food. Amen. But he wouldn't share it. That's the way the church looks from the standpoint of God. You know the things that the church fights over today? The blessings of grace that the church gets in a fuss and splits over today are the things of grace that God, in His goodness, has provided for us. If we'll love and be free-hearted and giving, amen, and share and try to be a blessing to one another and promote goodwill, God will even pour more food in the bird feeder, praise God. But because there's always one or two that likes to get on top of the perch and chase everybody else off and sing about what I've done and me and I and us and we, amen. My God, we haven't done anything. We can't even pay God for what He's done for us. There's one thing that we can't do. We can't give enough 10,000 rivers of oil. We can't give enough thousands of rams. We can't give enough of our firstborn or the fruit of our body, amen, to buy the grace of God. Because if we could, we'd build a fence around it and call it ours and charge everybody to get in. But the grace of God is free tonight. Ew! The ground is level at Calvary. There's room for everybody. Everybody can get in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. What does God want? He wants us to do right. Amen. He wants us to love mercy. Wait just a minute. Now, most folks love to have people to have mercy on them, but they don't love to have it themselves. At least, they don't act like it. Amen. I mean, how do you love mercy? You love mercy just like God loves mercy. How do you manifest mercy, a love of mercy? You manifest mercy like God manifests mercy. There's not a one of us here tonight that's worth saving. That is, as far as our own worth is concerned. Amen. Now, God saw something, some potential in us, or He wouldn't have sent His Son to die for us. But without that, we're not worth much. Amen. You got enough iron in you to make one spike nail. Amen. And minerals have rose in price until now. Amen. There's enough minerals in the human body to be worth about $40 or $50 due to the rise in price. Amen. My, my. Aren't we something? Amen. C.L. O'Bannon said, praise God, we put a $100 purse on the arm of a $35 body. Amen. And think we're something. We put a $500 suit on a $35 body and go to church and think we're something. We put a $100 hat. I don't buy anything that expensive. I've got a hat up at the house that somebody gave me. It's still got a $175 tag on it. But I didn't pay that. I got it for nothing. But it's so expensive, I never do wear it either. I don't get any good out of it. It's still in the box. It's just something about it. I just kind of hate to get out a $175 hat and wear it. Amen. I don't know whether it'll look very good on my $35 body or not. Amen. Praise God. Aren't we something? Amen. All we are and ever hope to be, God gave it to us. We wouldn't have nothing if God hadn't given it to us. Amen. But boy, we're standing guard. We dare anybody. Amen. And you may not think that folks, you know, are selfish, but they're so selfish that the biggest problems you have in church and in the community is family quarrels. Family trouble. Amen. Most of the murders are family trouble. Amen. A trial is still going on and will be in years to come, probably, and cost the public millions of dollars. Amen. And someone estimated how many billion it has already cost industry in loss of time, people stopping work to watch O.J.'s trial and to hear the latest news about O.J. Amen. And already the country has lost multiplied millions of dollars in time lost to watch O.J. What's O.J.'s problem? Well, amen, his wife and her boyfriend came up with their heads nearly cut off. And O.J.'s on trial. Well, his former wife anyway. Amen. Isn't it incidental tonight that the biggest, worst crimes are done? The most expensive trial, the trial of the century, is as a result of a family quarrel. Yeah. Amen. Sibling rivalry. Amen. Mother's not for it. Dad's not for it. And they whip them kids a dozen times for fighting. But those kids have grown up with a grudge against each other. If you don't think good people have grudges against each other in the same family, look at Jacob's family. Amen. It took one man named Joseph to demonstrate to them that their selfishness didn't pay off. Joseph could have closed his bird feeder And none of the rest of his 11 brothers would have got a bite. But he didn't do it. He fed his brothers. He not only gave them wheat, praise God, and put their money back in the sack. And the second time put double money in the sack. Amen. He gave them the best land of Egypt. Joseph becomes a type of God. And when we love mercy in that we show mercy, we become a type of God. We become God's child. Jesus said, if you love your friends only, you'll do it more than the publicans and the Pharisees. If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? But he said, love your enemies. Pray for them that hate you and despitefully use you, that ye may be the children of your Father. Amen. The Father shows mercy and loves mercy. If we don't love mercy enough to show it, we'll lose what we have. Amen. God can take away his bird feeder anytime he wants to. Especially if one poor mortal thinks he's got a corner on it and keeps everybody away. Amen. Ah, yes. The doors of mercy is still open tonight. Amen. Everybody loves for folks to have mercy toward them. But when you come to having mercy, they narrow down. I'll close with this. It's not the least important, but he said, and to walk humbly with thy God. Amen. Walk humbly with thy God. In the Bible that I keep at the place where I pray all the time, the Bible that dear old Sister Fox in Middletown, Ohio, gave me before she died. It was her best Bible. She cut out the statistics in the front of the Bible and gave it to me. I've had it for 25 years. I keep it where I pray. Amen. And it's not marked up like a lot of my other Bibles are. And so it gives God a chance to speak off of every page to me as I pray. As I read this scripture tonight in that Bible, amen, it had a four in front of it. That four denoted that there was an interpretation in the margin, a paraphrasal in the margin. And so I scanned the page until I found that four. And it said, humble thyself to walk with God. What did the King James say? It said, to walk humbly with thy God. Amen. But the margin said, the paraphrased reading, said, humble thyself to walk with God. Amen. That's what the old song said, remember? Humble thyself and walk with God. Amen. That's what it takes to walk with God. You can't get to him unless you become as a little child. Amen. And you got to keep that childlike, elastic, approachable spirit. Humble thyself and walk with God. You know the reason more people don't have a very good relationship with God? You know the reason more people cannot say like Enoch, he walked with God? It takes humbling thyself. It takes humbling your pride. Amen. Glory to God. You ever see people, if you ain't, you've probably seen it in your children. Amen. Is bashful about praying before they learn better. And you got on to them about it. So, well, I'm praying in my heart. Amen. No, it's pride that don't let them cry out to God. It's pride that don't let them call. It happens real early in a child's life. Pride enters in. And they won't pray. Amen. Oh, they used to pray at mother's knee, but then they get close to adolescence and they get ashamed of it. He used to pray, "Now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep." And mother would cheer them on as they prayed. But after a while, they forgot about praying. What happened? Pride enters in with growing up, and it freezes us up at the mouth. Amen. I told you Wednesday night that a lot of Christians are like Arctic rivers. They're frozen at the mouth. Amen. What'll it take to break us up? Will it take another blast? Another dynamite TNT blast? Will it have to get closer to home to cause us to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God? What'll it take to break up our Arctic river tonight and cause us to unashamedly cry out to God? You know the kind of sacrifice God wants? He wants a sacrifice of praise. Amen. You know the kind of fruits that God wants on His altar? He wants the fruit of our lips, the giving thanks. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Whatever it takes, whatever humbling of oneself it takes, we must do it to walk with God. Amen. You say, "Well, I don't want to get in the flesh." If you don't cry out to God, you'll stay in the flesh. You may never get out of the flesh. Don't let the flesh bind you. Cry out to God. Get a hold of the Lord. Whatever humbling we must do, let's do it. If we have to get on our face, I like that position myself. On my face before God. I know maybe sometimes I ought to look up, but I just feel better on my face before God. Praise God. Would you like to walk with God tonight? Stand with us as they sang. Let's come around the altar. That's the way you do it. You make a lot of altars. You make them here. You make them at home. You have one on the job and one in the car. You think you can't have an altar in the car? Amen. Brother Fred Gibbs got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in his Volkswagen. Praise God. You think you can't have an altar in the car? John Lovely, pastor of Church of God in First Church of God in Middletown. Amen. Fought the baptism of the Holy Ghost for years. Got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in his car driving down the highway. Got out of his car and started running around and around the car speaking in other tongues. Amen. You can have an altar anywhere. You'll humble yourself. Let's pray tonight. Father, touch our lives and anoint us, Lord. Amen. Use us for your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.